CQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. Between 16 and 20 people may have been killed in Wednesday night's mass shooting in Lewiston, Maine. That's according to a senior federal law enforcement official, and that person of interest is still at large. ABC's Whit Johnson has more from Lewiston.
Police have identified 40-year-old Robert Card as the person of interest. Sources telling ABC News he has a history of military service and is a firearms instructor and was treated at a mental health facility over the summer after allegedly saying he was hearing voices and threatened to shoot up a National Guard facility in Saco, Maine.
Zoe Hutchinson grazed in the leg by a bullet.
Didn't know until I saw the bleeding, and then after that, of course, I noticed it and I felt a little bit of the pain, but like I wasn't worried about that. I was more worried about like, am I gonna live? Am I gonna make it out of here?
This is ABC News. The United Auto Workers Union says it's reached a tentative deal with Ford, UAW President Sean Fain.
For months, we've said that record profits mean record contracts, and UAW family, our stand-up strike has delivered.
The four-year agreement includes a 25% pay hike and improved benefits. Talks are ongoing at GM and Stellantis. American Airlines flight attendants now threatening a Christmas time strike without a 33% pay raise. The congressman who pulled a fire alarm on Capitol Hill expected to plead not guilty in court today.
Congressman Jamal Bowman caught on a security camera pulling a fire alarm on the day they were set to vote on keeping the government open. He claimed he thought it would unlock a door and never meant to break the law. He's now pleading guilty to the charge and will pay a fine and face 3 months probation. Bowman saying he's grateful the U.S. Capitol Police and General Counsel's office agreed he did not deliberately try to obstruct the House vote and that it was an accident.
ABC's Andy Field in Washington. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP. Next to McDonald's. All right, we got Pete on the line with us from Wheelway, right on Highway 13 in Fifield. And Pete, people have been busy this summer traveling, hitting those potholes. Maybe the brakes are squealing. You guys help them out with a little service work there, right?
Absolutely. We have master certified mechanics ready to help you out. It doesn't matter if you can, you know, oil change, your brakes, your tires, even a new engine. We're ready to help you out.
All right. And people can check out that shopper. You got all kinds of specials for the service department, right?
Hey, you know what? We're the home of the $39.95 oil change and many discounts off brakes, tires, mufflers, engines, transmissions, whatever it is. Make sure you check your local shopper out and save money today.
All right. They can go online for their service appointment or they can give you a call there, right?
Absolutely. Give us a call at 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467.
All right, Wheelway, right there in Fifield, Wisconsin, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you could catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on 98Q Country, WCQM 98.3 FM, 980 AM. Your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-838-4715 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-838-4715. That's 800-838-4715. What do you have to lose? Call 800-838-4715. Again, 800-838-4715.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Aylin. Trial of the Franklin woman accused of killing her friend with eye drops continued Wednesday. Waukesha County Medical Examiner Dr. Linda Biedrzycki was on the witness stand testifying about the 2018 autopsy she conducted on the victim, 62-year-old Lynn Hernan.
I determined it was a homicide, which is a medical determination, not based on law enforcement or criminal rules. It's a public health determination, actually. And how this injury occurred is that she was given tetrahydrozoline by another.
Tetrahydrozoline is the active ingredient in eye drops to relieve redness in eyes. Jesse Kershevsky was not charged in Hernan's death until nearly 3 years later. Kershevsky's also accused of stealing tens of thousands of dollars from Hernan before and after she died. Kershevsky's defense team says Hernan killed herself and had health issues. Layoffs are announced at UW Platteville. A letter to employees from Chancellor Tammy Ivetovich sent out Wednesday said the school will eliminate 111 positions. That's about 12% of the university's workforce. The chancellor says the move was made to reduce the university's 2025 budget by more than $9 million. It'll lead to a balanced budget for the upcoming year. This doesn't happen every day. A 3% pay raise for Wausau's mayor and city council was rejected by alders Tuesday night. Alder Lou Larson noted raises haven't happened in years.
It's been 16 years since we've had any increase. And not that 3% isn't going to matter to any one of us either way.
Then Alder Tom Killian offered an amendment for a 3% pay decrease. Killian says city government isn't transparent enough. Both motions failed, so pay for the officials will remain the same for now. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
AA made all the difference in my life. I noticed that most of the goals I had as a kid were slipping by. I didn't feel like the person I hoped to be. After all those years of drinking, I really didn't know myself. When I was out there drinking, I was always looking for the next great party to make me feel all right. With AA, I found a better way of life. And I feel good in my everyday life, even without a drink in my hand.
Visit AA.org for more information and download the Meeting Guide app to find a meeting near you.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
A fatal three-vehicle crash in Dodge County Wednesday morning. The Dodge County Sheriff's Office says a box truck going the wrong way on U.S. Highway 151 in the town of Chester hit a Kia vehicle head-on. A Chevrolet car then hit the Kia. Two people in the Kia, 25-year-old male driving the car, and a 28-year-old female passenger died at the scene. Two other passengers in the Kia were hospitalized for their injuries. The three people in the Chevy were hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. The driver of the truck was identified as a 69-year-old man from Pennsylvania. In Wisconsin's House, Republicans support the new speaker.
All six of them voted for Louisiana's Mike Johnson, except Derek Van Orden, who is on a fact-finding trip to Israel. Congressman Tom Tiffany called Johnson the conservative fighter the American people need. Congressman Scott Fitzgerald said Johnson is an honest member of Congress with strong conservative values that he lives out through his work. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Price County Senior Dining for Friday, tomorrow, the 27th of October. Going to be serving up shaved ham on a bun with cheese. There's navy bean soup, coleslaw, and baked apple. We've got a little bread, butter, and milk to go with that. Give them a call, any questions, or order your meal ahead of time. Price County Senior Dining, 715-339-2158.
K&A Services Marine and Power Sports now has two locations to better serve you. With over 20 years in the trade, Bernie Services all makes and models of Power Sports and Marine out of his shop on Highway 182. Call him at 414-902-0449 for times and availability, and check out Hot Shot Secret Performance Products and Renegade Race Fuel to provide top engine performance for your ride. Selling Chilton trailers and a BMS authorized dealer, handling new dirt bikes, enduros, scooters, side-by-sides on display at his new showroom located inside the Sugar Bush Bar off of Highway 182 on Sugar Bush Road in Park Falls, Wisconsin. And yes, the bar is open and is stocked with fly racing, alpine, accessories, apparels, and more. At J&A Service Marine and Power Sports, here to serve the Northwoods in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
IDAQ Weatherology Forecast brought to you by Hanson HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitowish Waters. We're on our way to a high of 54 today with periods of rain likely through the day. Lows dropping into the mid-40s tonight. Tomorrow, a couple of morning showers and then mostly cloudy and getting cooler throughout the day tomorrow. Winds will pick up west, gusting to 20 to 25 at times during the day tomorrow. Saturday, much cooler. 37 is all for Saturday with cloudy skies, maybe an afternoon snow shower or two. Sunday's high 36, temperatures linger in the 30s for next week. On our way to 54, we are currently at 50 degrees.
Get it done right the first time with CNR Power Sports. Come see Carl on Ash Street in Park Falls when your boat, ATV, UTV, snowmobile, or even lawnmowers, snowblowers, chainsaws, and all other small engines won't start or run right. From light tune-up to full teardown and engine rebuild, Carl will bring his 30-plus years of experience to every job you bring him. CNR Power Sports is also the area's only factory-authorized warranty service center for Generac and DR brand equipment. Bring all makes and models. Look up CNR Power Sports on Google or give Carl a call at 608-228-7223. Find Carl where Ash Street meets the Tuscobia Trail. CNR Power Sports, your trusty pit stop for top-notch care.
Who is a BEX player with heart?
Being able to take that leadership role, try to advocate more for agriculture, it's been very cool to read.
Their family's been farming for ages. Never thought we'd be doing it one day, but we are now.
BEX is recognizing student athletes that are not just a star on the playing field or court, but a player that shows heart in school and in the ag industry. Nominate any high school player today. Go to brownfieldagnews.com and search player with heart. BEX, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News. Sponsored by Fleet Farm, serving the outdoors since 1955. All I can say is, OMG, the muskies are biting like crazy. What are these anglers doing to catch these big monsters? I'll tell you, but first.
For those who just can't wait for Black Friday, head over to Fleet Farm today for great Black Friday Now deals. Like a free battery pack with Milwaukee heated jackets, in-store only. Or 40% off all men's field and forest flannel. And don't miss our trick-or-treating event on Saturday, October 28th from 10 till noon. With treats for the first 200 kids and gift cards for best costumes. Enjoy Black Friday savings now at Fleet Farm, home of everything you need for everyday life.
Muskellunge anglers are out in force right now because they know the muskies are biting. And they are. Reports have been phenomenal. What are these anglers catching these muskies on? Topwater baits. They're getting them on the Booker Top Raider, the Suic Nightwalker, the Crusader, the Rumble Beast. Those are great names for lures, I'll tell you. But they're catching these fish in shallow water over vegetation. Shallow vegetation seems to be the ticket when the water cools off in the shallows, because that's where all the forage moves, and these huge muskies follow that forage into the shallow water, and they're biting top water. That seems to be what a lot of the anglers are using, not only because it's fun to catch a muskellunge on a top water, it's what they're hitting on. I think what's going on is the muskies are cruising over the tops of the vegetation, and they're just looking for a fish to dart out that's edible size, and they're going to take advantage of an easy meal. It's a situation that you want to provide this time of year when the muskies are on a bite. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Ready, ready, ready.
Brand new country.
Freaking good. I love it.
98Q Country.
Bury me in Georgia. Y'all put on my feet. I don't care how many shots.
show up, yeah. Or who reads my eulogy? Just take me out to that graveyard. Sing a Send Me Home song.
Slide. going on in this town. To keep me busy, I've been running around. Up and down all these avenues, doing everything to thinking about you. As long as I stay on them, I'm fine. The city side of those city limit signs. You don't really cross my mind. As soon as
stuff from Sam Hunt called Outskirts at 98Q Country. We've got some track stuff to talk about. We have our track athletes in from the Shawamigan School, and they are headed off to state this weekend, the girls are, so we'll chat with them coming up next.
Attorney Joe Cordell. Business owners and professionals face special challenges in divorce court. In addition to everything else going on, they have to contend with allegations that they are earning more than they are, coupled with claims on their business or practice itself. Clients with assets depend on their divorce lawyer's skills in these matters, and that's why it's so important to hire someone that has those skills.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Madison area attorneys. 8040 Excelsior Drive, Suite 403, Madison, Wisconsin, 53717.
Exergen thermometers are a top choice of medical professionals at highly ranked hospitals across the U.S. With kids back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Make Exergen Thermometer the chosen thermometer for your home or business to check for fever, where accuracy matters. When measuring temperature at home and at work, use an Exergen Thermometer to keep your family and colleagues safe. Available at Walgreens and other participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
We'll do some birthdays in a moment. So if you got local ones, 715-762-3221. But we're featuring our track athletes. Phillips to come a little bit after 9, but Shawamigan is first up, and they're headed off the Shawamigan girls team, finishing second at sectionals to advance on to state this weekend. We've got all the members of the team in studio. They're very quiet right now. We've got Coach Mary Patterson with us, too. Good morning, Mary.
Morning, Joel. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for coming in. It's a yearly tradition to visit with you and several of our athletes. We always hope to have a really, really crowded room, but we're doing all right this year. So very excited for you to get the entire girls team. Obviously, you knew that Autumn did some exceptional things this year, but to get the whole team there was a very good accomplishment, wasn't it?
It was, and it was a goal that we had set already last season, to continue on and get this team back down through. And yeah, with Autumn being the front runner in the whole state, leading our team, the other girls knew that, you know, what they had to do to accomplish this goal and to pick up the slack and get moving and get through as a team together.
Yeah, and it looked like you had some of your girls that really, as is case under a Mary Patterson coach team, they just improved through the year and kept elevating and elevating. You knew that Phillips was going to be tough and be right there. You knew that. But to vault over everyone else and get to that spot that you ended up in was still a very good accomplishment.
And that was our ultimate goal. I mean, of course, we would have loved to have placed first. You know, hats off to Phillips. Both the boys and girls teams, they have very, very good programs going right now. And they put down some really good races. But with that being said, our little Schwamann girls put down some excellent races as well and ran some standout times and, yes, kept improving throughout the entire season and are peaking perfectly. I mean, our times are coming down, and that's what we shoot for.
All right. So the team will head out, and what are we looking at for race time on Saturday now?
1:45
Okay.
Will be like the fourth race of the day. It'll go 3:21 boys and then 3:21 girls.
All right. And after some really kind of a wimpy season weather-wise, I mean, temperature-wise anyway, and I'm talking about precipitation, you're going to be a little bit cooler on Saturday.
Yeah. Do you know, like, it's supposed to be 60 down there on Friday and then, like, 38 to 40 or something on Saturday.
Yeah.
So definitely will be a little change. And yeah, you're correct on that. It was a wonderful fall for cross country.
Yeah.
Every meet we had was very nice and just real good racing weather.
Yeah, no stomping through too many mud puddles or anything like that.
Not too bad.
All right, they had it easy this year. All right, we'll chat with you again at the end. Let's get some of our athletes here. Let's go left to right here. Let's get the veteran on here, first of all. Autumn, how you doing, Autumn?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing fantastic. And I can't believe you're already a senior.
I know.
I remember when you were knee-high to a grasshopper at St. Anthony's, just a gal over there, and now you are a senior. It goes fast, doesn't it?
It does. It does.
Yeah. Talk about your senior year. Has this been a special year for you with the team and individually?
Yeah, definitely. This team has been probably the best team we've had. Amazing girls. They're just one of a kind. They really made my senior year special. Even though they know where I'm at athletically, they still are always accepting to me and always make me feel like I'm part of the team. And just, they're amazing. So, yeah.
What about individually? Were you able to achieve some of your goals this year, time-wise and stuff like that?
Definitely. Getting into the 17s was a big goal heading into the season. And I've been able to do it and maintain it throughout the year. And that is something I'm really proud about. And okay, along with all, like, everything that was busy in the early fall with college visits and whatnot, to be able to be laying down good times now, I'm really proud of, too.
And so it must be fun to see your team get better right behind you through the year,
too. Yeah, it is awesome. I love, like, when we get done with, like, workouts and they're, like, right there, I'm like, this is awesome. So
yeah. All right. And you've had an adventure, and you did make a college choice, right? Did I see that?
Yes, I did.
Okay, and where are you going?
I'm going to Oklahoma State University.
Okay. And running a track, cross country, or both?
Cross country and track and field, yep. I'll be a distance runner down there.
Fantastic. Oklahoma. Do you know anybody down there?
Nope.
Okay.
But I know it's a little bit warmer than Wisconsin, so.
All right. It's a little bit warmer, yeah. Well, that's fantastic. Congratulations to you on all your accomplishments. Now, since we have you guys in studio, I have random questions here, and you need to pick one of these to get to know. So pick your question there, okay?
Alrighty.
High tech, okay. What's your question say there, Autumn?
Favorite music artist and song.
Favorite music artist and song. What do you got?
Gosh.
Okay.
Okay. I would say Fast Car by Tracy Chapman, because we were just listening to him on our way here.
Okay. What do you think of the remake by Luke Combs?
Not as good as the original.
Yeah.
Nothing ever is.
Tracy Chapman, Fast Car. Auto, congrats on all your accomplishments.
Thank you.
This year. All right. Let's pass the mic over to contestant number two. Who's this?
Abby Humphrey.
How you doing, Abby?
Good. How are you?
Good. How would you describe your season this year? Maybe a highlight of the season that you can think of for you this year, Abby. Like qualifying for state or individually or something like that? Anything that stands out for you?
Well, I've been able to made constant PRs throughout the season.
Really? Like almost every meet taking it up a notch? You finished 21st at sectionals. Were you happy with that? Or?
Yeah.
You're pretty happy with that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What are some of the biggest challenges of cross country as from beginning the season to the end? Because it progressively gets a little worse, right, as far as training. What are some of the challenges for you through the season?
Well, the temperature change is a big one.
Yeah, just getting colder. You like running in the warmer weather?
No, I like running in the colder
weather. You like running in the colder weather. All right. And you are a senior, right?
Yes.
And you've been to state before?
Yeah.
What do you remember about state before?
It was really hilly.
That last little stretch coming up, right?
Yeah.
That's a little tough. That gradual upwards movement there. All right. So, what are you looking forward to this weekend? As you're wrapping it up, you're a veteran, you're a senior. What are you looking forward to this weekend?
I'm really excited for my last meet with the rest of the girls.
Yeah, fantastic. All right, Abby, pick out your question here. It won't be the music one. You know that. All
favorite
right?
Halloween candy.
Favorite Halloween candy. All right.
Probably just a regular chocolate bar.
Just a regular like Hershey's chocolate bar.
Yeah.
Do you have to watch do you have to wait till after you're done with the state meet before you can maybe have a bunch of chocolate? Do you have to watch your diet as a runner? Or?
Sometimes.
Sometimes you try to, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard around Halloween. All right, just a straight up Hershey's chocolate bar, huh? All right, Abby, congratulations on a great season and a great career. All right, what's your name, young lady?
Claire Young.
All right, Claire. All right, so you're a junior?
I am.
You've been to state before?
Yep, last year.
All right. What was that experience like for you last year?
It was amazing. The state course is definitely my favorite course to run on. It's so challenging, and it just goes by so fast. It's a blur the whole run.
Okay. All right. So so describe how it works. We have seven runners all running, right?
Yep.
All running, and then the top five are counted, is that right?
Yes, and then the sixth runner is the tiebreaker if it comes down to a tie.
Okay, so it can be very big, and you're looking to push into that and push the rest of your girls, I'm sure, and make them go faster, huh?
Yeah.
Even if you don't. What's a highlight for you this season for you, Claire?
The sectional meet, because it was like my comeback meet. I've been struggling this season, and to come back and put down a good race was just massive for me.
All right. A few injuries, but getting back into it. Mm-hmm. And feeling good now?
Yeah.
Feeling good and heading off to state?
Yeah.
Looking forward to the cold day on Saturday?
Oh, I love running in the cold.
Oh, you do, huh?
Oh, yeah.
You're going to be fine, huh? All right. Okay, well, congratulations.
Thank
a great
you.
Season for you to qualify for state. All right, you got five left here. You pick the one you want.
Okay.
Answer a random question here.
My favorite food.
Your favorite food. All right. What's your favorite food?
I like pork and dumplings.
Pork and dumplings?
Yes.
That's just weird.
Yeah, you can get them. They're really good.
Of all the food in the world, pork
yes.
and dumplings? Okay, all right. I'll give you that. Dumplings dumplings are good. They're fantastic. I'm kidding. All right, congratulations on the
Thank
accomplishments.
You.
You bet. All right, young lady, what's your name?
I'm Maddie Ernst.
All right, Maddie. Highlight of the season for you, you're just a freshman.
Yeah.
What?
My highlight, that'd probably be making it to state.
Yeah.
It was really fun.
Yeah. Coming in, knowing your times from middle school, did you think that you'd have a chance? So you finished second at sectionals. Was that something realistic for you? Or?
Yeah. Well, from middle school, it's really different running like 2 miles compared to 3 miles. And I thought just because my middle school season was really fun and we took home a lot of hardware, I thought it was going to be a good year this year.
All right. So that extra mile wasn't a big deal for you, huh?
Not too bad. I think I learned to adjust to it in the middle of the season.
Progressively got better throughout the season. All right. And did you think this team, as a team, had a good chance of being where you are here, going to state this year?
Yes, I did. We have been running so good lately, and I'm excited.
Yeah. What's the toughest thing training-wise? What's one thing you don't like? Running up the hill at the golf course, or what is it you don't like?
Well, for me, after long days at school, it's hard going into, like, doing all that work after practice and like speed workouts, but we get through it.
You get through it. All right. Very good. All right, Maddie. Great accomplishment as a freshman. Enjoy your time down there. All right. You pick a random question here to get to know Maddie a little bit more here. What do you got, Maddie?
My favorite movie.
Favorite movie from Maddie.
It'd be A League of Their Own.
A League of,
I think it's a really
the
good
baseball
movie.
Yes.
With
Madonna. Was that the one with Madonna in it? Is that the one?
The one with Tom Hanks.
Oh, Tom Hanks. Yeah. Oh, Tom Hanks. Yeah. Yeah. There's no crying in baseball, right? Is that the one?
Yeah,
there's no crying in baseball. All right, Maddie, thank you.
Thank you.
And congratulations. Great accomplishment for a freshman. All right, what's your name, young lady?
My name is Zoe Ammerman.
All right, Zoe. You're just a sophomore.
I am.
All right. Did you get to run at state last year?
I did not. I actually was in volleyball last year, but I changed my mind and thought I should do cross country.
All right. All right. So what was that transition like when you practiced the first couple of times? Were you thinking volleyball sounds pretty good right now?
No, I did cross country in middle school.
All right.
And I enjoyed it a lot. I just didn't know when it got to high school what I should choose. So sure. I just tried volleyball. Because I enjoyed volleyball, but I guess it wasn't for me.
Yeah, so the transition wasn't too bad because you kind of knew what was going on there. All right, what's a highlight of the for you?
I guess probably just like getting the bond with the team, and I like enjoyed that, and like having new friends that I'm getting closer to with the team, and it's just something I liked, and running with them.
Yeah,
cool. I enjoyed that.
Cooler weather. Are you all right with that for Saturday?
Yes, I cannot run in heat.
And what do you consider torture. Heat? 60, 70, or just?
Humidity too. But yeah, 60, 70.
Yeah, because a lot of people don't realize when you're training, you're not necessarily just running the 3 miles that you'll run in the race. You're running a lot of miles, right?
Yes.
When you train,
yes.
So you're not just running that minimum of three. That
no.
should be. Plenty for most people, but all right, congrats on a great
Thank
season
you.
And the accomplishment. Let's get a random question for you here. Get to know you a little bit here. What do you got there?
Favorite flavor of ice cream.
All right.
I would say cookies and cream.
All right. That's perfect. That's better than pork and dumplings.
Yeah, any day.
Claire's rolling her eyes over there. All right. Okay. What's your name, young lady?
I'm Mallory Smith.
All right, Mallory. So you are a sophomore also?
Yes.
All right. Excited to go to state, I'm sure?
Yes, I am.
All right. Talk about your season and how you progressed through the year. What was that process like? And getting better times, I'm sure, through the year?
Yes. The season went good. At the beginning, it was a little hard getting back into the swing of cross and all the practices and the heat. And then at our Bruce meet, I fell in a hole, hurt my ankle, so I was out for about 3 weeks with that. But then when I came back, I had an awesome PR and just kept getting better, and here we are.
A lot of people don't realize that, too. You know, when we think of running, they think, well, you're on a track, you're always on a smooth surface. Cross country, we know that some of these places that you run, you're going around corners, there's potholes.
Yep.
So you got to pay attention, right?
Yes.
You really got to pay attention. To what's going on. Did you have any mud, any water races this year at all?
Not really. Not too bad like how it was last year.
Yeah, those can be kind of fun though, can't they?
It can be.
A little bit, as long as you don't have like three in a row. Right?
Yeah, as long as you're not sliding around.
All right. What's the best memory for you this year, Mallory?
I'd say the best memory for me was after we got done with our hill workout and we went to coaches and we ate pancakes.
All right.
It was so fun just because we got to eat so much and just hang out with each other.
Yeah, it's crazy. When I look back at my sports career, most of it is not even sports related, my memories. They're just things off the court. It's incredible.
Yeah.
All right, Mallory, let's get to know you a little bit here. Pick something there.
All right. Favorite restaurant.
Favorite restaurant. All right. Where do you like to eat? It can be a national chain if you want, but local, whatever.
Okay. I'd probably say Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
Yes. After cross meat, I really like Taco Bell.
Now we're back to the pork and dumpling thing here. Oh, come on. Taco Bell. That's... Mary, what are you teaching these girls?
Taco Bell.
Or at least Taco John's, anyway. All right. No, it's all right, Mallory. Taco Bell's okay. What's your name, young lady?
Addie Boblick.
All right, Addie. Sophomore, too.
Yep.
Oh, you got quite a sophomore class here. So how was your season? Was it injury-free? Were you all right?
I had a couple injuries with, like, my hips. They just kind of hurt. But overall, my season was pretty good. I was a little nervous at first because I was with Zoe last year in volleyball and didn't do cross. So I was a little worried about how I was going to be getting in shape and if I was going to be in shape, like, quick enough.
Had you run cross country before, like in middle school? So you were used to it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So that helps a little bit. All right. Highlight of the year for you when you look back at the season, either individually or as a team, what stands out for you?
Probably just, like, getting to know the girls and, like, the bonds we've created.
Yeah, the times off the running and the bus rides and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And second at sectionals, I mean, that was a goal, right, at the beginning of the season to get to state, right?
Yeah.
For a team, so it's quite an accomplishment for you. All right, and you're just a sophomore. Have you been to state before?
No.
All right, so this will be a new experience for you. All right, fun time. You'll enjoy it. Okay, Last question. You don't even get to pick. It's just one sitting there. What do you got?
Most memorable Halloween costume.
Oh, boy. Most memorable Halloween costume. For
oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Better not involve Taco Bell or Pork and Dumpling.
No, it doesn't.
All right. Good, good, good.
Probably, I don't even remember what grade I was, but I went as a cat.
Went as a cat.
Yep. I had whiskers on my face and everything.
So your parents just kind of ran out of options and said, yeah, well, she's going to be a cat. All right. Very good. All right, Eddie. Congratulations to you. Coach Patterson, we want to mention the boys, too, because the boys, you know, they didn't qualify this year, but they were fighting hard, and they went through a few issues here and there as far as their performances. But, boy, I think time to recognize them and their efforts.
Oh, also, absolutely. Right? I adore my boys' team, and I feel bad that they're not down here with us today, too. What we have to remember here is in the past 2 years, I've lost 12 senior boys. 7 senior boys graduated last year. We only had one returning varsity boy on our team this year, and our boys fought hard and improved so much over the course of the season. We ended up 4th place in the conference, in a very, very strong conference, Merriwood Conference. And, you know, another thing that people might not realize here is that cross country and track and field, we do not have a north and a south conference.
Everybody together.
It's everybody together. We're north and the south, all the teams plumped at one big meet for both. It is extremely, it's a lot harder than separated like all the other sports within our school district. So to be, our girls were 3rd in the conference, our boys were 4th, a major accomplishment. I'm very proud of that, of how our kids fought for that. And then, yes, even up at sectionals, you know, our boys, they didn't place quite as high as we wanted them to, but they fought hard up there and the entire season. And I'm just as proud as them as the girls. It's our girls moving on, representing our entire cross-country program. And I just can't say enough about this group of young ladies, how much we have improved. Every one of them kind of mentioned the bonding and how close that they have gotten. And just to tip it off a little bit, Joel, of what you said, it's so much more. Some of your best memories weren't even about the running or the sport part of
it.
Right. It's the all the extras and the things that you do outside of it that really make long-lasting memories. And, you know, that's what I've always tried to enforce within all of the programs that we have coached. I'm proud of that. I'm proud of the bond that these kids, and like afterwards when they go on, I have kids that have been out across country. I can't believe I'm going to say this, but I'll just be completing my 35th year here.
Fantastic.
Of cross country. And I've got kids from 30 years back that are still in contact with me. They're raising their family and their kids, and so many of their little kids now are runners. And it's just the greatest gift in the whole world. Running is a wonderful sport, and it's pretty much something you can do in every sport you're in.
Yep.
You need to be in shape, and it's a gift. And these 7 young ladies have proven it, that with hard work and determination and dedication, you can do anything. And they're going to be competing at the state meet, and awesome.
Even looking ahead to the future, you're losing your ace in Autumn next year, but you've got some young ladies here who have shown that they're improving, and they're going to take it up
exactly
a notch.
Exactly, Joel. Yes, we're losing Autumn and Abby. Abby has just been a rock for me on this, within this program. Never a front runner for me, but always a solid 3, 4, 5, always one of my scorers, and just a great leader, just a wonderful leader on this team. And, yes, our middle school boys and girls programs are intact as well. You know, they're developing, and hopefully it's always hard to lose our seniors. Yes, I always say this, you can't replace them, but we have to rebuild and reload, and then just, you know, try to keep the program going.
You bet. 1:45, you can check out, follow the results, WIAAWI.org on Saturday if you want to follow along the team.
Okay, I'd also like to give a little shout out here to Coach Sammy, my assistant, who helps with so much and does a tremendous job here within our program as well. And just, it's great to have her aboard with her little kids, my grandkids, following in suit and loving this great sport we call cross country. And I'd also like to, you know, congratulate and wish all the local programs good luck down there at State as well on Saturday.
All right. Good luck to you. Good luck, girls.
Thank you, Joel.
Yep. Hall of Fame coach Mary Patterson. I always got to mention that every time. Joining us here on the morning show. We'll talk about Phillips Cross Country coming up after 9.
Great food at the Badger's Den Sports Bar and Grill on County Road W in Phillips, Wisconsin. Wing it up at the Den with Wing Ding Wednesdays. Thursday steak night featuring 16-ounce ribeyes. Friday fish fry with beer battered parmesan crusted cod. And be sure to stick around for late night happy hour from 8 to midnight with $2 domestics and $5 tall mixers. And house recipe pizzas available anytime at the Badger's Den Sports Bar and Grill on County Road W, where it's never a question of whether or not there's entertainment, but who's playing this weekend.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters. We'll see the temperatures rise to about 54 today. It's going to be a cloudy, wet, and rainy day today. Tomorrow's high probably right around that 50 mark. Much cooler for the weekend with temperatures in the 30s as the fall and winter-like temperatures will begin here in a couple of days. It's raining right now, and it's 51, and we're going to talk a little Phillips sports. We're going to get the cross-country girls and boys to chat with us with Coach Olsen in just a few moments. Let's get a school-wide update from Phillips. We have Ileana Winter. Good morning, Ileana.
Good morning.
Thanks for updating us and taking time. Go right ahead and tell us what's happening in Phillips
camp. Sounds good. I'll start with our sports update for the high school for volleyball. Our season ended last week a lot sooner than we wanted it to end. We went to Grantsburg on the 19th, which was a Thursday, and we played a 5-set match, beating the Pirates in a very fun competitive game. And then we headed to St. Croix Falls on Saturday the 21st to play the Saints. The first game was 22-25. And then the following two were 18-25. St. Croix's overall, like, a really great team. They have their really good middle hitter, and, I mean, they're just a great team in general. They went to State last year, and, I mean, I hope to see them go far this year like they did last year. It just really stinks how close we were.
But it sounded like you guys, you and the girls gave them a good battle, though, it sounded like.
Yep.
Yeah.
Being in Division III is pretty difficult. A lot of the schools around us are D4, so... I mean, it's a good challenge for us, I do say, but it would have been nice to, you know, get that regional flack and bring it home.
Yeah. Well,
as a senior, though, I can say it is sad knowing, you know, I'll never play a high school match again, but, I mean, I'm so proud of our team this year. Like, getting our conference title and making it as far as we did is just a huge accomplishment.
Yep. Congrats to you and the team, Mary Liana.
Thank you.
Yep.
For football, football ended their season last Friday night with a super intense, fun game against Green Bay Lutheran I'm not sure what the final score was, but I believe it was by 32 points we won. So it was just a really good game. Our boys had an amazing season. And I just wanted to give a shout out to our 9 football seniors, Daniel Adamitis, Christian Boudreau, Levi Durr, Drew Hostshield, Jack Kowicki, Trig Molman, Ethan Podmolik, Ethan Upson, and our amazing football manager, Keely Dahl.
All right.
These kids just... I mean, a lot of them have been playing football since middle school, elementary school, and I can't believe we're losing 9 of us again this year. Last year was crazy. We lost 11 seniors, and now this year we're losing 9. So, I mean, just big group of kids that love football.
Yeah, exactly.
I also have our all-conference recognitions for football. Okay. For first team offense is Trig Molman, Levi Durr, Ethan Upson, and Ethan Podmolik. For second team offense, Drew Hostshield, Kyle Seidenbender, Aaron Delasky, Jack Kowicki, and BJ Lowry. An honorable mention for offense is Heaven Hollinger. And for first team defense, Ethan Upson, Levi Durr, and Trig Molman. For second team defense, Ben Vernig, Drew Hostshield, and Ethan Podmolik. And for honorable mention for defense, Sawyer Kuchaba, Callan Chuzzles, and Daniel Adamitis.
Good list. Well deserving.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. And then for cross country, I know the boys and girls are coming on to talk to you in a little bit, so I'll let them give you their little update on where they're running this weekend and stuff, but congrats to them making it to State for boys and girls.
All right.
And after this week, after cross country runs on Saturday, I'll give you an update on how they did. next week, but our winter sports will be starting up soon, so girls and boys basketball, powerlifting, all of that. And their first practices are like the first, I think, the second week of November. So,
all right.
And then for school updates, the Phillips High School blood drive is on Friday, November 17th from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. In the Phillips High School gym. To schedule your life-saving donation, please call the Community Blood Center at 1-800-280-4102. Thank you. And our FBLA group will be taking a trip down to Madison for a three-day trip to attend a fall leadership conference. This is a super fun experience. We get to stay in, I forget what the hotel is called, but it's a huge convention center. And so we get to stay in the hotel and hang around all these different schools and stuff. It'll be a great experience. I'm super excited for this trip. I'm competing in FBLA this year, and it just sounds like a bunch of fun.
All right. Which department? What's your category?
So I think I might do broadcasting.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Or something with business communications. So all one right. of those two things.
Fantastic. All right. Very good, Ileana. We thank you, and we look forward to another update next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Ileana Winter, she's a senior at Phillips High School. And she updates us each week. Some Wednesdays, she's a busy girl. So Wednesdays, Thursdays, right around this time. We will talk some Phillips cross country. We have 20 runners and Coach Olson that will join us in just a moment.
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and co-pays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
Meet Bruce.
Hey there.
He's a busy soccer dad who's trying hard to learn the game.
Go for the end zone.
Whoops. Luckily, other things come easy, like banking with Chase. On a tip from his banker, he set up AutoSave in the Chase mobile app. So what are you saving for, Bruce?
Father-daughter soccer camp.
Smart bankers, convenient tools. One bank with the power of both. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
AutoSave requires a Chase checking and savings account. Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
Right now, I'm driving to work, but that's not where I'm going. I'm going to more important things. I'm going to visit Papa. I'm going to go out with friends and to an anniversary dinner. And I look out at the big trucks and buses and people walking and think, we're all going somewhere. And we need to work together to share the road and get there safely. Learn how at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Paid for by the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration.
Who is a BEX player with heart?
Being able to take that leadership role, try to advocate more for agriculture, it's been very cool to read.
Their family's been farming for ages. Never thought we'd be doing it one day, but we are now.
BEX is recognizing student athletes that are not just a star on the playing field or court, but a player that shows heart in school and in the ag industry. Nominate any high school player today. Go to brownfieldagnews.com and search player with heart. BEX, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
This is really good.
Now it's time for
today's hottest country.
The hottest country.
The hottest.
98 Q Country.
Jack makes good whiskey. Red dirt makes good riding roads. Country makes good music. Kicking up dust in a tail light.